know what the fuck going on.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm boxed out, just made a power play. I'm from a sideways cold, so congratulate. And all that sneak dissing only make me have to say I am better look, better pussy, plus I'm half your weight. Out of breath for you, rap, I'm a fast day. E-hate, screenplay, Hail Mary, mad play. Check that for a nigga, get head cracked. My essay volley like you called them a wetback. M16 and it come with the vest scrap. Pick a nigga out when I'm ready to test that. 40 with the beam and it go with the leg strap. Put my name in the record, ain't no way we could dead that. Caught him lacking in the K with a head tap.
What else?
Fuck the DA, tell his brother I said that. And his other man's dead, so I can't get my bread back.
I've been looking at the sky like you should never did that.
Ray-Ban slick talk, be the get back. Ain't no beef, this just a message, so imagine the impact. You claim you had deals, I already done did that. Two charges in the past, did a couple of bids that made me ready for whatever. And I'm feeling like this, this street talking. This rap shit easy, I'm sleepwalking. 30 clip under the T, so use caution. Heard I'm the man at the gates, I move forward. Act tough, get out of line, the two sparking. He got hit, she got hit, the goons off him. Mike Jack zipping him up, he moonwalking. Hot shells eat through your flesh, your move bothers. L been the boss round here like June Father.
It's a time and place for it all, just move smarter. I ain't never took shit on a hop, I'm Luke Walker.
Bitch! I ain't never took shit on a hop, I'm Luke Walker.
Yeah, y'all niggas is bugging, man. Y'all niggas out y'all fucking mind. Nigga.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Flock Gather, BX in the building, For the Record Radio. We here, y'all. It's Friday. Friday night, you know what it is, man. The weekend is definitely coming. You know how it's coming, though, tonight, man. Tune in. If you are an independent artist right now and you got a lot of great music, maybe just sitting up, don't let that shit sit up. Contact me at For the Record Radio. That's with the four in the front on Instagram. And let's get this shit heard, man. Because this is where the independent artists definitely matter the most. That shit Flock Gaza approved. I want to shout everybody who's out there supporting this movement. Shout out to my team, man. You know what I mean? They keep me focused. They keep me going. So, and I do the same for them. So it's definitely a family thing around here. Let's talk about my special guest. This guy is killing people on stage, y'all. Like, literally, verbally. Let's get it straight, verbally. Like, I salute the battle rap scene, the whole scene, for many, because I watch that shit, and there's many different types of fucking battle rappers, man, from everywhere, though. But this one specifically, you know what? Let me bring him in so y'all can hear who I'm talking about. Hey, yo, General.
What's poppin'? What's poppin', bro?
Man, thank you for showing up. Let the world know who you are, what you do, and what and where you from.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know me, but everybody that, for those that don't know me, it's Infrared the General, a.k.a. Mr. Mandel. You know what I'm saying? I battle rap out of Minnesota. I represent from Minnesota. I was born in Chicago, but I grew up in Minnesota. So that's what I represent, you know what I'm saying, my, when I'm traveling across the country smoking these niggas, you know what I'm saying, shit like that.
Yo, you be disrespectful, man. They better watch it with you, man. If they don't know, they're about to know, man. Yo, General, man, thank you for showing up. And this shit, For the Record, Minnesota, he in the building. If y'all want to speak to him, show him love, anything like that, the number you got to hit is 929-477-2425. So, yo, Infrared, man, my first question's got to be, For the Record, when did you know this is what you wanted to do? Because you could have easily been an artist, you could have easily been a producer, an engineer, because it's definitely in the music world. What made you want to be a battle rapper?
Like you said, I've been doing music like my whole life, you know what I'm saying? I'm making songs and shit. 2012, well, before that, it was somebody told me, like, because I've been watching battle rap, you know, battle rap is part of music, so I've been watching this shit for years, and that was like one of my favorite parts of music because it's more authentic. And somebody's like, bro, you got a voice for this shit, man. Won't you try it? And at first, I'm like, nah. But I was watching one of my, I was watching the URL, and one of my favorite battlers, A-Verb from St. Louis, he had promoted some shit about like a World War tournament, a Word Wars tournament, like for up-and-coming battlers, nigga. If you, and I'm like, man, I ain't had no footage. Everybody else that was in the tournament had footage. So I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to send him a clip of me rapping like the best shit I could think of real quick, just off the top real quick. And so I ain't really think nothing was going to come from it, but he hit me back up. Like, hey, bro, I got a spot for you. And so it was like a 50-man tournament. And then, you know what I'm saying, we went out there. You ain't really know who you was battling, you know what I'm saying. So, and I end up finishing like in the top 10. And this is my first time really being on the battle rap stage. And I'm like, shit, maybe if I really, you know what I'm saying, lock into it. Because nowadays, a lot of people think battle rap is like freestyle and all that. But it's different genres now. Like battle rap is like its own. It ain't even with music no more. We getting contracts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas showing. That battle rap now, they ain't never made a song. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can basically formulate three rounds, you know what I'm saying, the leagues will pay you to come do your thing. So I'm like, man, let me see if I lock in on somebody, you know what I'm saying, and really focus on one opponent, what I can do. So once I start doing that, you know what I'm saying, it's been up. I ain't really lost those battles, but I've been battled about 25 times since 2013 and ain't really lost a battle.
Now, where's the furthest you went to battle somebody out of Minnesota?
I done went to San Antonio. I done went to New York. Next week I'll be in Virginia. I'm on one of the biggest battle leagues in America. Now, I don't know if you heard of RBE. It's like one of the competitive leagues in URL. And so, I got a battle on their league July 2nd against this dude from California named Fate. But I battled in Minnesota for a long time. I'm gonna keep this is what I'm gonna tell you. Like Minnesota, like we got people that know about the big battle rap scene, but they don't really know about the Minnesota scene like that. So it was hard coming up in Minnesota. I was doing battles and went nobody really even checking for shit. And so what I started doing is, the dude that I battled that was from out of state, I'm like, hey, send this to your league, you know what I'm saying? Let them know, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I really got my name out there. I started going to these other leagues around the country. Like, one of the biggest states that helped me get to the bigger platforms was Indiana. I grew up out there before I moved to Minnesota, because that's where my family's from, Chicago, you know, Indiana right next door. So I used to stay in Gary, so I'm like, I hit up a couple leagues out there, end up battling some of they bigger dudes out there and beating a lot of they. And so that's what really helped get like a lot of little shine, was going out to Indiana, going to Detroit, Chicago, Kansas City. I done battled in St. Louis. Like, you name it, I didn't, especially the Midwest, I didn't battle everywhere there. You know what I'm saying? Last couple of years, I've been branching out further because it's like, even like I said, with the Minnesota shit where it's hard to get out, when you get to the Midwest, like you go to these, like East Coast, they don't be wanting to give us no shine, you know what I'm saying? Before we can get the same recognition, it's one of them New York battle rappers, you know what I'm saying? They can battle three, four times and they almost on a big stage, you know what I'm saying? Because the league is right there, the bigger league is right in their backyard.
You know, at least you know that shit for real though. So with that being said, it made me think this. Do you think it's easier for a battle rapper from Minnesota to travel the way you did and build up your name easier than an artist from Minnesota to build their name? Because you're from there. You know what I'm saying? It's easier?
I think it's kind of because, like, even when I go places in Minnesota, like, I ain't saying I'm famous, but when I go places in Minnesota, everybody recognizes me, you know what I'm saying? Even the rappers that I used to do songs with, you know what I'm saying? And they not competitive to me. They act like we not in the same genre, so they can show, they will show me love compared to showing the other rappers from Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Where they go to buildings, they see another, they no good. They won't give him no love. But I go to places, all the rappers just show me love because they don't feel like I'm their competition. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing it, and so they show me for love. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes. It's the only reason people fucking with you because you're the oldie rapper in Minnesota, battle rapper from Minnesota type shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of the opposite once I leave the city, you know what I'm saying? Leave the state where they like, nigga, you the only reason you the top nigga there because ain't no competition, you know what I'm saying? But in Minnesota, like I said, it's more of a benefit trying to with the when it comes to support, you know what I'm saying? I feel like. My support is large because of that.
That's a great answer. I hope everybody's listening. Minnesota, we in the building right now with the general himself, Infrared. Callers, do not hang up because I do have a question before we take callers. Yo, we're going to spin the track. You already know we here for the record radio. Flock Gaza approves this. The hottest Minnesota battle rapper right now is in the fucking building. Talk to him fucking nice.
Money. It's full. There go my eye. Hey. 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 You ain't no hustler, little nigga. You just a bustler, little nigga. Why you be stunned, little nigga? You need to stop running, little nigga. Stop running. You wantin' this done, little nigga. It's none. You reachin' a touch, little nigga. Ah. What's love now, talk you, little nigga. Ah. My pockets on rustle, little nigga. Ooh. Hey. You ain't no hustler, little nigga. You just a bustler, little nigga. My pockets on rough, little nigga. What's love now, fuck you, little nigga. How you in the streets claiming that you eat? Never got no money, pockets on E. I done made a bed, selling all these fees. Before I had a job, I was in the street. Trapping like a bitch, trying to make a G. Before I had a Beamer, I was in the G. Running on my sack, juking all week. I was taking risks, you was getting sleep. I was in the field, you was in your brief. Difference is, nigga, you a leaf. Hey. You a pussy, nigga, you a geek. Tell you sneak this, hey. Keep trying to reach. No, I'm bad, nigga, I ain't got to speak. Got drum on me, ain't tryna preach. Nigga, show the colors, I'ma get the bleach. Got my 40 on me, I'ma paint the streets. In the competition, I'ma make them bleed. Fuck the opposition, they just envy me. Why you niggas hating, you ain't hard as me. I got the streets pumping like an artery. I hear the rumors, nigga, they don't bother me. You ain't no hustler, little nigga. You just a bustler, little nigga. Why you be stunned, little nigga? You need to stop running, little nigga. Stop running. You wanted this done, little nigga. It's none. You reach out, touch you, little nigga. What's love now, talk you, little nigga. My pockets on rough, little nigga. Hey, hey, hey. I fell on my double, little nigga. Hey, hey. I used to struggle, little nigga. Struggle. Hey, I learned how to hustle, little nigga. Hustle. Hey, hey, motherfucker hustle, little nigga.
I'll be in the kitchen with the yellow, trying to whip a roll. The yellow. If I bring it back, lock it up, then I'm getting old. Then I get rich. Money like Mitch. Chopper hit you, then your soul won't exist. I balled in assist. I hustle, take risks. Nights on my own, I had no one to vent. I was lost as a child, I had no common sense. I got it off the ground. Up since I was jumping over fence, dodging every hell pit. All I ever really wanted was some green like Celtic. Trying to lend in helping hand, but these niggas all leech. Got a 40 on me, nigga, that'll stain you like some bleach. White sand like a beach, get a tan if you reach. All I know is get the money, keep my conversation brief. If a nigga won't smoke, grab my iron, he get creased. When it come to getting money, I'm a motherfucking beast. Give a fuck what you practice, cause hustle what I preach. I ain't reading from no Bible, got that 40 on my seat. This my motherfucking tribal, I'm the motherfucking chief. It's fuck the odds, every day we all gon' eat.
It's full. You ain't no hustler, little nigga. You just a bustler, little nigga. Why you be stunned, little nigga?
Why you stunned?
You need to stop running, little nigga.
Stop running.
You wantin' this done, little nigga.
It's none.
You reach out and touch you, little nigga. What's love now, talk you, little nigga. My pockets on rough, little nigga.
Hey, you ain't no hustler, little nigga.
You just a bustler, little nigga.
Why you be stunned, little nigga?
Why you stunned?
You need to stop running, little nigga.
Fat boy scrap, get him. Yeah. Huh?
Oh.
How was the guy? Fuckers you saying? Hop on the shy. I come from the land. Big break, 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 big break,
big break, big break, big break. Been on the same side. How did I change? This is the mob. Bitch, you ain't gang. Big break, 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 big break. For my love, life, and loyalty. All my guys, they ain't going to you. All the ops know I'm blowing beat, and I blew up off a quarter key. First of all, this ain't a joke. Second of all, I'm legit to show. Third of all, them guys involved, they the first one to be at your door. All my guys, just steppers. We ain't banging, we rappers. 720, no lesser. Y'all gas, no pressure. All my people see the whole growth denial. Said I learned it all for the organize. You'll be surprised, see the truth denial. Like blue to five, now who's the lie? I was groomed up by the best of PML to the rest of GDN to the death of man. RP, what's left of them? I remember days I was selling yay, dropping fives and cracking trades. Business good, in the hood. Off my development, I'm getting paid.
I'm with the guys. Fuck what you said. I'm from the shot. I come from the land. Big break, 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 big break. Been on the same side. How did I change? This is the mob. Bitch, you ain't gang. Big break, big break, big break, big break, big break, big break, big break. Big
break, big break, big break. What is you saying? Big race. Don't so much money, need a big race. Big race. Go with the mob, we been eight. You know G, you big fake. Big fake.
You niggas imposters, know you ain't proper. Sit your ass down, we know that you washed up. C3Ds, I stay on my knees. I got big M, we don't gotta borrow.
You're breaking the guys, but scared of the ops. What kind of shit is this?
Don't stop it.
You come on that land with that shit, we beat you blue and black.
Beat your ass.
Bitches loving the Fat Mac, they tryna kick back. Drop a rake up in my face, that chopper kick back. Pop my six, all shit. We believe in the iron fist. Straighten them up, iron and shit. Don't get put on that murder list. Don't you leave your hoe around my guys, they manipulate. On your block, flying in that cat, I'm chucking big rigs.
I'm with the guys. Fuck what you said. Hop on the shot. I come from the land. Big break, 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 big break. Been on the same side. How did I change? This is the mob. Bitch, you ain't gang. Big break, 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 big break.
Moving silent, bitch, we like the mob. Different level, just play your part. I can get on that 360 shit. That's a nigga, it's in my heart. Boy, I'm on my 720 shit. Educate, you know how grow start. Dodging all these ducks out here. We don't do that cracking balls. About money, macking hoes. And I'll be ready for a murder charge. All my folks about business. About my rules, you know the laws. Policies, all the keys. Make sure you know the creed. Always prep before you step. I know the gloves, yeah, I got rep. Not worry about nobody trying. Big broom, get a nigga swept. This bitch knock off limbs. I promise you it won't be nothing left. GD folks to the world blow. Yeah, that's all a nigga know. GD folks to the world blow. Yeah, that's all a nigga know.
12 with the guys. Fuck what you saying. Hop on the shot. I come from the land.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Gaza for the record radio, where the independent artist matters the most. That first song was by Foe. Shout out to Chicago, No Hustlers, and definitely Drama G with Big Rakes featuring Deuce. 929-477-2425. If you want to call in, do not hang up. We got callers on the line. I'm here with my special guest right now. Yo, Infrared the General, man. Battle rapper, Minnesota Stand Up. We here.
Salute, salute. Hey, shout out to my boy Drama G now. That's my boy, man. That shit slap. Big rake, big rake.
I know the vibes. I know the vibes, man. If you know, you know. That's all I'm saying. So before we take callers, this is a question that I wanted to ask you. You have this battle coming up with a guy named Fate. I know nothing of him, never seen his battle. I've seen yours. What you about to deliver that makes it different from every other battle that you have? Because I know with everybody, you got to come with a different type of strategy. But what's going to be different about this guy?
First of all, it's the stage, man. It's like, because right now, like on the leagues, you competing for like contracts, so you know what I'm saying? So basically every battle I don't battle, even though I'm battling somebody, I'm battling my last battle. I'm trying to get better, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of the dudes that watch my battles like, oh, bro, you went crazy. I'll be watching my battles like, oh, you fucked up on this part. You fucked up. So
yeah, you look at battle
I'm really battling myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to, I don't be settled because I'm trying to get to the next level, and the next level is some of the best battlers, you know what I'm saying? So once I get there, I don't want to get there and be like, damn, I ain't ready. I ain't prepared for these type niggas. You know what I'm saying? So I just work. I use every battle as basically a stepping stone to get better at what I do. So this battle, I just been working on little shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like to give out the secrets, but I've been working on some shit that I ain't really never did the battle. You know what I'm saying? And I wanna because you know what I'm saying. It's like, even though like we rapping, it's still about, you know what I'm saying, the entertainment factor. That's what battle rap about, because ain't no beat, ain't, you know what I'm saying? No.
Okay.
It like with a song, I tell people like with music, I can go in there and rap the same 3 songs for 10 years, and niggas going to listen to that shit, you know what I'm saying, if they like it, and they going to sing along to it. With battle rap, I got to go put on a different show every time I go out there, different lyrics. Different, you know what I'm saying? But I got to still be able to put on something that niggas like and still entertain, because battle rap is like, what you doing for me now? You know what I'm saying? They don't care about your last battle. Even if you was crazy, they're going to be like, you lose this battle, they're going to look at you like you're a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
like,
bro,
you
what,
do
what
shit.
You on, hey? You know what I'm saying? What, hey, why you let them do you like that? Oh, you trash,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And until you get back in the ring and prove that you're not, that's all you leaving them with, you know what I'm saying? And then this is my first time in Virginia, and like I tell people, I'm like, this going to be my only impression on some of these people that I'm going to leave. So I like to put on. So when I ain't there, when they speaking to me, they speaking highly of me, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, hey, that dude from Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? Because that's why I like
to
do, because every time I go places, I get the same thing. Oh, it's black people in Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? It's no hoods in Minnesota. I'm like, man, hey, that's... So I like to prove people wrong when I go places about like what they look of Minnesota, or what they thought they was gonna get from a dude from Minnesota. They think they gonna get the little backpack rap and all that. I like, you know what I'm saying, but they don't understand every state, every city got a hood. You know what I'm saying? We
got a hood.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers die anywhere you go.
But, you know, you got to understand, a lot of people never leave where they from, so they'll never know.
That's one of the things I realized, because it's people I know from here that don't know nothing but Minnesota, don't know nothing but the North Side, you know what I'm saying? That 10-block radius, they grew up here. They moved a block away from where their childhood house was at, you know what I'm saying? And that's all they know. So I understand that. So they vision is what the only thing they a picture they had they putting in of Minnesota. So like you said, I just like to pull people different, or let them know, you know what I'm saying, the story of what we got going on here. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't all rosy, you know what I'm saying? That Minnesota nice shit that everybody here, you know what I'm saying?
Right. If you know about Minnesota, for real though, in a real way. Yo, let's get to these callers. They've been sitting here. You ready to take some callers, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right, let's go. Let's see who it is. Callers, do not hang up. We here. And if you're listening right now, we live with Infrared, the general battle rapper out of Minnesota. He's kicking ass and taking names. Let's see who it is. Yo, caller, who are you waiting from and what the fuck you do?
What?
You live. We on the radio. You live.
What's up? Hey, what's up, Infrared Merch? You undefeated, man.
What's good?
Who is
nah,
this?
Nah,
Booty, nigga. What's your word, bro?
What's good, Booty? I knew, I could tell by your voice, nigga.
All right,
that's
shit.
Love.
nah, man. Bro be killing shit, though, man. Y'all really need to tune in, man. This nigga came a long way. Man, shit is real out here, man. Yeah, I witnessed it right there. Shit is real, man.
Let me ask you a question, caller. Which one was your favorite battle that your man killed this man on stage?
I say, Glue
Eden.
No. Oh. I say Don Marino.
Him and Don Marino?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Don Marino is a well-known battle rapper, too.
Yeah, that was some shit. That was crazy. How was the energy in the room, boss? How was the energy in the room seeing your man on stage doing what he do? You feel me? How was the energy? He was working. He did what he came to do. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, the energy was great. That was a crazy night too.
That was a crazy
night.
Yeah,
that was a wild night, man. The energy was
because
crazy.
We had like three other battles before it, and like we got a, I got a group of dudes I battle rap with, you know, out here. You know what I'm saying? Buddha Dorf, but we call, they call LO3, League of Our Own. You know what I'm saying? So basically, all my dudes, they went crazy the three battles before me. You know what I'm saying? They was talking shit. They about like, we finna go 4 for 4 tonight. So. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga doing four for four, like, for real, nigga.
So I'm sitting there like, damn, shit, I got to hold it down. I can't lose now because now we got, and then I'm going against the toughest opponent, too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
right.
Shit, it's my turn. So it was, that kind of motivated me to just get my bag already kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And I knew what I was going to say. I had my clip already loaded. It was just added pressure, you know what I'm saying? Plus, when I battle at home, even though, you know what I'm saying, it's a home game, it's still, I feel like I got to hold it down, you know what I'm saying, when I'm there. So that's another pressure. So it's just the energy make me really get my bag angle up.
Oh, yeah, he definitely represented like a motherfucker, boy. That shit was epic.
Man. Callers, do not hang up. You heard? We here live. Yo, caller, you got any shout-outs you want to give since we here?
Shit, shout-out. Shout-out to everybody that's doing their thing in some type of way. Anything. Hustle hard, man. Go crazy.
Oh, man, much respect.
Soon too. I got an album dropping soon. What the fuck is the name of the album? Shadow Work. produced by me. All that shit. I mean, I'm kind
of... We got to tap in.
Fuck with Buddha on the beats. Buddha got the crazy beats.
Yeah, I'll man.
You all over, man. Buddha got the crazy beats.
All right.
Buddha, that sounds familiar. That sounds... Hold on. This Buddha...
You say you want to talk, go get your big dog.
Is that him, G?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it? That's Big Dog, ain't it?
Yep.
I thought all this time, y'all, I'm thinking like, yo, Buddha. Yo, let's spin the man shit. He hung up. Much respect for calling in. If you need beats, holla at Buddha, Minnesota.
You say you wanna talk, go get your big dog. They'll tell you about me, you don't know, cause you ain't big dog. I can show you something, check my resume, bitch, I'm big dog. Smoking what you want, I get you handled, cause I'm big dog. Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog. Don't talk to me, cause you ain't big dog.
Yeah.
Them niggas y'all don't see, I make them pop out.
Pop
the
out.
Big dogs in this city, you get dirty, we get hot out. Them choppers gonna chop down, mattress off the strength of me.
Yep.
Send them to they block to make music, no symphonies. And I put that on everything, I'm flying, feeling good today. I'm feeling flirty, find a bird so I can fuck a fake.
Doing
what I want and what I feel, like what I just
what
say. Tony Montana, drop the body at the Super 8. You say you wanna talk, go get your big dog. They'll tell you about me, you don't know, cause you ain't big dog.
Big
I can
dog.
Show you something. Check my resume, bitch, I'm big dog. Smoking
dog.
What you want, I get you handled, cause I'm big dog.
Bitch, I'm
nigga,
big
you
dog.
Ain't big dog.
Then why you ain't big dog?
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
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 Don't talk to me, cause you ain't big dog.
You nigga, you ain't big dog.
Y'all watch me, do me with
we finna make a movie. We bout to fuck the city up, I'm mobbing with the goonies. The chopper on his seat, no coppin' please. We be coolin', but try to prosecute this judge, I'll overrule you. I say the word, when it's heard, they gon' listen. Bitch, we moving silent, don't be blinded off what you vision. You see what I show you, if you notice you didn't listen. I'm one of them niggas, confess me, I show you different. You say you wanna talk, go get your big dog. They'll tell you about me, you don't know, cause you ain't big dog. I can show you something, check my resume, bitch, I'm big dog. Smoking what you want, I get you handled, cause I'm big dog.
Bitch, I'm big
nigga,
dog.
You ain't big dog.
You ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Nigga, you ain't big dog.
Don't talk to me, cause you ain't big dog.
You niggas, you ain't big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Big dog. Buddha. Yeah, man.
You say you wanna talk, go get your big dog. They'll tell you about me, you don't know, cause you ain't big dog. I can show you something, check my resume, bitch, I'm big dog. Smoking what you want, I get you handled, cause I'm big dog. Nigga, you ain't big dog.
You ain't big dog.
Nigga, 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 you ain't big dog.
Don't talk to me, cause you ain't big dog.
You nigga, you ain't big dog.
Yeah.
Man, yo, ain't even gonna lie. Yo. For the Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. I don't know who told y'all different. That shit Fly Gaza approved. Yo, Buddha, Big Dog. Yo, Minnesota small as fuck, ain't it, G?
That's crazy. That nigga so cute, too. Hey, that was fire. Yeah, that got the song queued up. Yeah, that was fire. Big Dog.
I was like, hold on. Yeah. Man, that's my shit. I ain't even gonna lie. I hear that shit off the radio. You feel me? Real shit. It's motivation right there, man. Y'all already know we tuned in Fresh Friday. We got about 30 minutes left. We here with my special guest, man. I appreciate you sliding by. We do have callers on the line. You ready? Let's keep going with them. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And let the general know what you do.
Hey, Fly. This is Paul Mash. How you doing, man?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Hold on, gentlemen. I got to breathe on this one. I haven't heard this man's voice in a minute. Yo, Paulie! What's the vibe? Paul Mass TV is in the fucking building. This is Infrared, the general. He's a battle rapper from Minnesota, man. That's Paul Mass.
What's good, bro?
Well, nice to meet you, Infrared.
It was good with you, bro.
I'm doing pretty good here.
Paulie, let them know what you do.
Okay. Well, I have a show. It's called Paul Mash TV. I interview independent artists. I've done it for about 11 years now. Well, actually, my show is about 7 years. But what I do is I interview them and ask them a few questions. And then after that, you just have to send me a music video of yours. The best one you got, and if you got Zoom, you know, use that, because that's what we'll do the interview on. And the interviews aren't long. They're right around 5 to 15 minutes in that area. And all you got to do is pick a time and date. The best times are 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. just about any day, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we definitely going to have to link up, man. I'll fuck with you, man. Shit, you can just get my information on here, man. I'll be on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the social media outlets, you know what I'm saying? If you want to contact me so we can set up something, I'm with it.
Yo, General.
Okay, well, that sounds good, man. I'm sure Plot Gaza will tell you how to get in touch with me, and we'll touch base there.
I'll definitely make it up. We'll get it going. Definitely. Yo, Paulie, man, you already know, man. You family. We haven't heard from you in a minute. I know you've been grinding. You know I got to know. How many episodes are you in now?
Well, as of yesterday, it was 970.
Ooh! Shout out to everybody supporting Paulie. Yeah, that's definitely work, man. He's done work with all different types of people, not just independent artists. So definitely we're going to line that up and get the interview on. Why not? You know what I mean? The more exposure you get in the world we live in right now, is best for what you're doing in your career, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because that's what we're doing. You know what I mean? Yo, Paulie, man, you know what? I got another caller. I'm going to let you go. You know we doing it from Wednesdays to Saturday to Sunday to Sundays, and we might have a Monday coming up too. So stay in tune. You heard?
All right. Sounds good, Flock.
Much love, Paulie. See you later, bud. Yo, that's Alabama right there. Shout out to fucking Alabama. You know what I mean? Yo, Paulie always, yeah. Paulie, man, regular guy. He does his thing. He likes helping people, man. So it's definitely a different way. Let's get to this next caller. Let's go. Callers, do not hang up. And if you're listening right now, y'all know the number. I'm tired of saying that shit, for the record. Yo, who are you? Where the fuck you from and what the fuck you do?
Man, this your boy, Zero Smiles, a.k.a. Mr. Vibes himself.
He's on the road. He's on the road.
You already know I'm always on the road, always on the road.
Can you hear me better?
There we go.
Here we go.
Now we talking.
This your boy, Zero Smiles, DX Bro, South Florida, stand the fuck up. What's good, guys?
Hey, you. What's good? We here with my special guest, man. He's a battler out of Minnesota. He's kicking ass and taking names, though, like literally, though. He gonna kick somebody's ass next month, G. My bad, Faith, but so, I'm just saying the truth.
You know, before I get into who I am, I always got the questions for everybody that comes through. So
definitely.
It's a little different in your world than in the independent artist world. I don't know about how much, you know, music you do outside of the battle rapping. So what draws you into battle rapping more? What's the reason you enjoy it so much?
The competition of it, where it's like with music, like I can do music and basically be like, and just let my people hear it, and they can be like, hey, man, my man's fire, you know what I'm saying? And another group of cats can be like, man, my man's fire. And they can basically just block each other and don't never let them hear each other's shit, you know what I'm saying? And so his fans won't never hear. With battle rap, niggas be like, hey, he fire. We got to see who the best now, you know what I'm saying? Now, when we get in there, the competition, now his fans, even if they think he the best, they got to listen to me for 3 rounds, 3 minutes, whatever. And they even if they win the battle ticket, they got to hear what I got to say, you know what I'm saying? And that's what kills the biasness of the shit, where even though you might came into the battle bus, by the end of this motherfucker, we going to know who the better rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I like that kind of competition of it, where you can see actually who's better at this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like with music, you can always say who better, but niggas don't really get the competition out of it so much nowadays, where you never really know, because niggas won't ever challenge themselves to get on those strengths with each other and put each other to that test, you know what I'm saying? Where battle rap, you got to put each other to the test to get to the next level of this shit.
Facts. It's the competitive aspect of it for you, huh? You don't think it's competitive with dropping song for song when the Meek and Drake was going back
I think it's competitive, you know what I'm saying? Like when if you challenging yourself, but nowadays with the way the music industry is, it's like niggas can pay to get their shit put in places where they can block you, basically. You know what I'm saying? Where if you ain't got the right money to right connection,
on that.
Sometimes that take the whole competitive out in this. You know what I'm saying? Where nigga money talks in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes where a nigga that's nice, he might be nice, but he ain't got the money to put his shit out there for the same amount of people to hear. Where he done got silenced by a nigga that ain't really that good. He just got the right resources. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, you putting it down.
Where's your next battle going to be posted at? Is it going to be available where everybody can watch it, or we got to wait for after the battle for y'all to post it? Because I'm definitely interested now.
It pop out sometimes, like, you know what I'm saying, probably like a week or two after, depending on how many battles was at the vet. But if you want to go check some shit out, I got check out Infrared the General versus Don Marino. Don Marino, he's from down there in Florida, where you from and shit, you know what I'm saying? He a Mexican.
Yeah, that'll be dope for you to watch.
It's starting to make a little headway down here with the battle rap scene. I've been hearing a lot about the battle rap scene down here.
Don Marino, one of the bigger names from down there. He done been on some of the bigger leagues, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to bigger the scene up in Minnesota, so we've been booking a couple of the bigger names, and we got them to come out to Minnesota since I'm the bigger name, the biggest name in Minnesota. I end up battling. I did my thing again, so I beat him. I think he put up a good battle. But I still beat him. We went one round. That went on YouTube. Then I got another one, you know what I'm saying, Infrared versus Young Riddick. He from down in Virginia. That's where I'm going to be at my next battle. I'm battling a dude from Cali. His name Fate. He a nice battle rapper, nice up-and-coming battle rapper. But, hey, it's over already, man. You know what I'm saying? Once he signed that contract, he get on that dotted line.
At least
you're
being humble about it.
He trying to be
you
nice.
Being real
man.
Humble
about
it. Talk this
nice
shit, gangster. Yeah,
man,
he's being real
nice
humble, guys.
Man, talk your shit. We on For the Record Radio. You about to motherfucking win. I said it. Yeah, I said it.
Because it has like... Like I said, it's like sports. It's like
that man
sports,
got a death wish.
Like,
the fans.
It's like when you in that ring, man. It's just like anything, man. The fans can see your confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you in there looking shaky, they looking at you shaky. You know what I'm saying? If you in that bitch up confident, they feeling that. They can feel that energy. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? That's how I go into battle, man. I know I ain't the best rapper, but I know what I do. When I rap, motherfuckers understand where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? I project my shit right. You know what I'm saying? I got one more question for you, bro. Let's get it.
If you could change anything about the battle rap scene, what would you change?
Good question.
If I could change anything about it. I think if we can make it bigger and bring it together, because right now a lot of the bigger leagues, they compete against each other. You know what I'm saying? Like the URLs, the RBEs, and the King of the Dutch, where they compete for the best battlers. You know what I'm saying? They try to get them under contract. You know what I'm saying? And lock them out and tell them they can't go to other leagues. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if they was to work with each other, it'll get us on a grander stage where more motherfuckers will look at each other, because everybody's pushing the same objective. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's like box. I don't know if you know how boxing is, where boxing got so many different promoters. You know what I'm saying? Where if you don't really know the sports, you don't understand what's stopping boxing, what's stopping some of the greater fights from happening.
It's because they got so many different promoters. It's the promoters that's stopping boxing. It's the promoters.
Yep. And that's kind of like it is in battle rap, where the promoters don't fuck with each other hard, or they want to maximize their dollars, so they won't go put they fighters against this other league because they don't want to bring their stock down. You know what I'm saying? So it keeps us from getting to everybody.
The politics, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
the politics.
Yeah, the politics is all eating this world.
It's like music, just like music,
like regular music got its own politics, you know what I'm saying? Battle rap got some politics, and they all right.
I've been through the politics on the regular side of the music aspect, so I know the politics will fuck up a whole team, fuck up a whole label, fuck up a whole plan. Politics is bad. Stop the politics. There's enough money in this shit for all of us to eat.
Man, for real.
Hey, yo, Smell, since you had questions for my guests, and I appreciate you sliding by, yo, promote your show real quick.
Facts. Every Wednesday night right here on For the Record, you can catch me at 8 p.m. on the Weed Files, me and King Miami. Chill marijuana education. On top of that, here are some great independent artists, and you never know who might slide through and tell y'all what they smoking on.
Definitely gonna have to step in with you, bro. And salute on the questions, bro. Salute on the questions. I like you. You had some real, you know what I'm saying?
When you got a passion for this shit, the questions just fly. I had to get your vibe first. That's why I listen first, and then by the time I get on here, I know what I gotta ask, because you know,
everybody got a reason we do this.
Everybody got a reason they enjoy it. Everybody got a passion behind it, and it's good to know why It makes the fans more closer to you when they know why you get up to do this.
Exactly. And that shit's for the record. Hey, yo, Smiles, I appreciate your time. Callers, do not hang up. Stay right there. Yo, Smiles, you happen to know this song? I'm not sure if you know it. You might have heard it here on For the Record, but let's see if you know this song.
Woo! Stop. How can I not know that song?
Hold on, hold on.
How can I not know that song?
You know that song? That right there
is Zero Smiles, the Vibes. Now you're about to see why they call me Mr. Vibes himself.
I'm ready to live this life. Niggas out there hating, they trying to take my life. So I keep it grippy, my nigga, won't happen twice. All my niggas with it, you ready, then roll the dice. Got your bitch creeping and sneaking, trying to get high. She wanna come and smoke with them G's, she know the vibe. Never fucking sober, my nigga, I'm always high. Six pack Corona or Henny, the Dutch is fine. I settle for the paper or fine through the Russian cream. And anything other, not trying to be mean. Brutally honest, some calling it mean. Holding on my collar, looking up for that green. I'm smoking on that real shit, y'all smoking on that bullshit. Designer bag, but it's not designer what it's full with. That's some fucking bullshit, what happened to the real shit? Everyone got runs, but it's platinum if you look quick.
Just take a look at your weed, my nigga. These niggas lying to y'all with that fake ass designer shit. Get that bum shit up out of here. 60 or better, my nigga. 60 or better.
You ain't too, you crazy for this one. Back on the wall a few times, I had to duck and dodge. But the weed keep me strong, they got for the plugs. But these niggas fucking up with them garbage bags, trash gas. But they be telling you they got that gas mask. Sick of hood platinum niggas out there bumping. If the apes ain't 60 or better, I ain't smoking. I be floating on the clouds and your bitch really love it. She be grabbing on my blunts, telling me that she don't smoke shit. I got her doing all these things that she knew she never did. Twisting blunts, taking shots, acting like a college kid. Pulling up to my spot, nigga, you know that it's lit. Got the P in the trunk and we about to burn this shit. It's some cookies and some skunk, it's that gas shit. That aroma so strong you can't pass it. I'm smoking on a blunt bigger than a bat. If you ain't put in on this blunt, then I won't pass it.
So don't act shit, nigga, cause I ain't give y'all niggas shit. I ain't smoking with y'all niggas, I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. I don't like none of y'all niggas. All y'all niggas is gonna be a prank. Dead eyes.
Let me smoke my good shit over here. Let me smoke my good shit over here. I don't want y'all chipping. I don't want y'all bitches. I don't want y'all money. I just want to be successful. Y'all niggas, leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, that shit is called the vibe. You heard me? That shit is a whole motherfucking vibe. We here, we live. 11 minutes left, 929-477-2425 is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host. This is Fresh Friday. You know the motherfucking vibe, man. We here with the general himself. You know what I mean? Yo, Infrared, you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, what you thought about that track? Keep it 100 for the record.
No, I fuck with it. I fuck with it. He came in with that classic beat, that little classic drop.
You heard? Yeah.
that already gets you in the mood. You already know. So, bro did his thing. I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? Like
yo,
you said, you can hear the passion in what he's rapping. You know what I'm saying? I can tell he take his craft serious. So, I fucks with it.
100. Yo, Smiles, the general, approved that shit. You heard it first right here. Hey, yo. We got callers on the line. Callers, don't hang up. We got 10 minutes left to the show. If y'all want to slide through, hit that number. If not, just listen. We appreciate you anyway. Let's get to this next caller. You ready?
Yup.
Let's get him. Matter of fact, we got 3 callers. Callers, don't hang up. I got a question. I want to ask it before anybody else. All right, so everybody knows now for the last 40 minutes, he's a battle rapper from Minnesota. But what's up with your acting career, bro? You did pretty well. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to tap this connection, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to do
that. That was pretty good.
No, because because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I just like, man, we all entertainers at the end of the day. It's all part of entertaining, you know what I'm saying? So to help, you know what I'm saying, get my brand, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to step into that field. I had been already kind of looking into it, and one of my homeboys was making a little TV series. And so I'm like, man,
Shout out to Minnesota Flame.
That's one of me and Flame go back to, like, you know what I'm saying, like 12, 13 years old, you know what I'm saying, hooping together.
Oh, wow.
When I seen him putting
this, shit.
I saw him putting this, that's why you said it's a small world, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I seen bro putting this shit together. I'm like, man, like, when he was first in the process, I'm like, once you come back and spin around the block, just holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's just a small road. So he hit me up when he was doing it. I'm like, man, I slid up there. We did it. We got the city.
Yo, hold on, General. I think we got somebody that you may know. Hey, yo, Sis.
Let's get
from one red to the next one. What's up, bro?
We got two reds in the building.
Oh, what's good? What's good, Big Red? What's good, Big Red? Beautiful Red.
What up, man? For y'all who don't know, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. Sunday night host at the Red Spotlight here on Florida Record Radio. But that is also my acting brother. Yes,
I love the acting here.
Because we officially on the market, bro.
We both in a movie together, you know what I'm saying? So, hey,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be on Tubi coming soon. It should be on Tubi. The series should be on Tubi probably in the next couple of weeks. Y'all will be able to check that out, you know what I'm saying? Plus, we got a movie coming out. I don't know if y'all know about the movie coming out. We got the movie Younger Thug,
hey,
and that's
please,
that's
make
what,
sure
um,
you guys tune in. But we not only got a movie, we're getting ready to start the second season of Ran Off.
Yeah. You work it, baby.
Talk about it. I got able to talk about it. Call us, don't hang up. We got some good news here.
We can't tell y'all what, like, you know what I'm saying, what the episode's going to be like. But, yeah, it's more, you know what I'm saying, like you know what I'm saying, it's more giving motherfuckers an in-depth view of Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? Like, to let them know, like, it's more like you know what I said about my rap. Well,
it's more
rap,
than what y'all think, dude.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to let motherfuckers know Minnesota ain't just the old peachy side. It's some grimy shit going on out here, you know what I'm saying? We keep it family orientated, you know what I'm saying? It's some good lessons that you can learn in the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fire, this is fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, go.
And like, just like how you got me a sis on here, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, talent from Minnesota that's doing their thing that all together, put together a project, you know what I'm saying? We got rappers from out here. We got, you know what I'm saying, we got singers, you know what I'm saying? We got hosts, we got whatever you can think of that's out here. We even got, what I like about it, too, bro got his daughter. She's 16, 17 years old. She's the executive producer. One of the cameramans on the set.
That's amazing.
Well, he's teaching her early, you know what I'm saying, and getting her out there and helping get her those credits on her name, you know what I'm saying, on projects. Well, she's going to be able to put that out there when she turns 21, 22, and she's already
Genius.
Got 3-4 projects already in her name.
Genius. That's genius work. Real shit. Man. So, let me ask you a question, Red.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say which Red.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You got me, G.
You know
all right,
I'm not hearing my name, so you know he got to be special.
He said you
got to do with that. Nah, I know. I'm proud of you for everything that you're doing. Like, for real. I appreciate everything you do for us on the set. I appreciate the energy you be giving, the little pep talks. Like, that stuff come in handy. You know what I'm saying? So, for you, I'm proud of you. Thank you. Definitely, we've been pushing collaboration over competition. Shout out to the guys' film. We going up, y'all. Make sure season two, y'all tune in, ran off, and Young and Thug, and it's going to be a new one.
Salute the,
hey, yo, Red,
salute the beautiful Red. She be out here grinding, doing her thing, and she got 4-5 events going every week. Y'all better tune in
to
it.
Yeah, she ain't playing. Real shit. I be trying to tell motherfuckers. I don't know. I be trying to tell them. She's starting to be, yo, she's starting up.
Working, like you said, bro, she's working. Stay working.
She's starting up, man. They ain't never done with nothing like it. I tell you that. But, yo, the beautiful Red, please give the world your social media. Give them the social media so they can run that up.
Make sure you guys follow me on all social media platforms at The Beautiful Red, and then you can find me here on Florida Record Radio Sunday nights at 7 p.m. at the Red Spotlight.
Callers, don't hang up and go follow her right now. You heard what the fuck she said. And we got the general. Yo, general, give the world your Instagram, all that. Go ahead.
And y'all can follow me on Instagram at MadDown612. Follow me on Twitter at IN4Red_MadDown. You know what I'm saying? I'll be all on there. Shit. Add me on to the General 86. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up anywhere, man. Add me on Facebook. Dwayne Mitchell, Infrared the General. We everywhere, bro. Shit, if y'all want to find me on LinkedIn, if y'all want to find me on classmates.com, gee, I'm everywhere, boy. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't hard to find them, y'all. Go ahead. You feel me? And, yo, beautiful Red, thank you for calling in. Callers, don't hang up. I see you. We get to everybody. No man or woman left behind over here. That's for the record. And, yo, sis, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm not even going to say I'm proud of you. You know why? Because you got so much more you're about to do. Real shit, man. They got a lot of talent in Minnesota, man. But there's one artist right now, very talented. I'm going to just play this music. Maybe y'all know, maybe y'all don't, but I know he out there.
Hey. It's a stop and go. Bitch be watching when I'm going hard. Don't know if she thought about blinking though. Hey. Check what I'm sipping. Don't wanna be nauseous. That's probably the reason I drink it slow. Yeah. Little baby, while she with us the river. I promise this bitch finna sink a boat. They wanna block where a young nigga going. Just know you a pussy, can't be the goat. I really hate social media. Niggas be demons when they try to make a post. Put him in the street with the same animosity. He wouldn't know where the fuck to go. Bitch, I'm Black Haven 100. I been getting on it. We 20 deep at the show. I never had me a room in my life. All the boy ever knew was sleep on the floor. Balance what matter with shit that's irrelevant, man. I just knew I just had to go. Try to be sneaking when you not around. You should've knew that you had a hoe. Really strapped when you enter the hood. It's best that you go somewhere that you know. Niggas be fooling, might as well be bitches, cause they really sweet as a cantaloupe. Proud of the shit I accomplished. I just can't be comfortable holding the weight I told. Make the ass give me that. I got my feeling back off and I blow the bitch off for show. Make the ass give me that. I got my feeling back off and I blow the bitch off for show. Give me that. I'm finna go take the city back. Run up them numbers. You need any product to hit up my line, I'ma bring it back. Chopper like Chris, make nigga dance. Stomp through the yard till you hear a clap. They be like shit, young nigga damn. I know it's hard to believe the facts. Give me that. I'm finna go take the city back. Run up them numbers, you need any product to hit up the line, I'ma bring it back. Chopper like Chris, make nigga dance. Stomp through the yard till you hear a clap. They be like shit, young nigga damn. I know it's hard to believe the facts. Give me that. I'm finna go take the city back. Run up the numbers you need in the products. It hit up the line, I'ma bring it back. Stop it like Chris, make nigga dance. Stomp through the yard till you hear it clap. They be like shit, young nigga damn. I know it's hard to believe the fact.
Man. Hey, yo, you know the vibes, man. We got 60 seconds left, but we're gonna go overtime. Hey, yo, general.
That's just...
Yo, man, if you know, you know that swallow. If you don't know, you need to get in tune, man. That's all I got to say. I ain't even going to talk my shit because that man working hard on his music. And nobody could do nothing about it. Nobody. It's inevitable what that dude could do with his talent. You know what I mean? You can't. It's business and talent. But when you got talent, you got time. to do your research for your business. Ellen, real shit. People be working.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, shit, it's Indian, not Argus. Let's get to this second caller. We never know who's calling there, where they from. Let's go. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? We are in overtime right now. If you hang up,
what's going on? The general, what's going on, man? Flock, that's your boy, Haiti the Great. Chirac in the motherfucking building. How y'all doing, man? Big shout out to Bruce Red, man. Shout out to the whole motherfucking team, man. Shout out to Minnesota. That's my second home. Because them motherfuckers don't know that. That's my second home. God damn it, man. I'm a Haiti the Great. Y'all can find me on Facebook. I'm a Haiti Baker. You know, me and Soda Cola got something going crazy on Monday coming soon. I don't know what it is, but we dropping it soon. But how everybody doing? I'm calling on this fresh Friday to show some love to the general Haiti. And to that motherfucking boy, Fly Gossip, for the record, what's going on, Fly Gossip? What's the word, man?
Yo, Haiti the Great. Man, we
OG
here with
Savage, Mr. For the Record himself.
Big Savage.
I'm out here just vibing, grabbing, acting like a nigga want a nigga be grinding. What up, General? I know that all niggas be grinding. Just for the record, team. This
yeah, what's good
Savage,
with you, boy?
For the record, you know he be grinding.
Hold on.
Shit, I'm
keep
down to 612-651.
Talk your shit, my nigga.
I'm going off motherfucking Anejo and Modelo like I was a Puerto Rican. Act like I'm from Chirac, niggas talking, leaving leaking. Switches on the back of that bitch, leaving seeking. They know what it is, general, they be peeking. Acting like they want it, niggas be dead it. I'm an old school nigga, diarrhea shitting on anybody who think they want it to get it. Competition don't want none. It's Mr. For the Record, check anybody who wants some. Step back and see what they own, though, general. I'm a Chirac general. Let them know I don't give a fuck. Put so many holes in his chest. This nigga look like a button-up nigga. Stay grinding. I hope the Ruger, that boy's a perfect barber. He'll give him a line, and I'm just playing around on the beat. They just be talking like they want it. They don't really want this. These up Chirac or straight on the street shit. And you know, ain't nobody none hotter. And when they talking about their design, a lot of Dolce & Gabbana, Fendi, and Prada, there's nothing big diamond shine like a one-spotter. Ain't nothing to talk about. Hey, they know we do this for 7 days a week, Chirac. You know we do this. I'm just playing with them big guys, but I go crazy. Bro. How you feeling, general?
Dog, talk your shit, bro.
Talk your shit,
bro. Yeah, talk your shit, bro. I love
OG,
the energy.
OG,
I love the energy,
OG,
my nigga.
OG Savage in the building, man. Chirac, we here, man. That's what I'm talking about. Just like that, my G. Hey, yo, since we in the after party right now, right, it's just us. Nobody can hear us unless they hear the whole mix. Feel me? Check this out. It's still recording, though. All right. Yo, we about to have a show on Monday where niggas can come through and spit bars. You feel me? So stay in tune. If you get this far, if you're listening to the link right now, it's going to be OG Savage, Haiti the Great, the man you just heard spit bars. He's going to be the host, and we got Soda Coda, his co-host. It's about to be crazy, y'all. So stay in tune. Hey, yo, Haiti the Great, you got a question for the general, man?
Ah, man, it's always good questions for the general, man. Can I tell you something, man? What? Can I tell you something, general? What's going to motivate you to make something better, to motivate yourself, to make you better for where you came from like I wanted to do? What makes you... What's your focus on making that happen? Because, you know, it's all hard when we come when you feel me. It's hard to switch over.
Yeah, it's more, I look at it like the up-and-coming artists under me, you know what I'm saying? They motivate me to try to make this thing easier for them so it won't be as hard as for them to get out there, to, motherfuckers, to hear them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, like I told one of my homeboys, I'm like, it might not be my destiny to make it all the way to smack and do all that shit, but if I can open the doors and make it easier for the next nigga behind me, one of my niggas on my team, one of the other Minnesota artists, make it easier for them to get through them doors, and they make it, that'll make me feel good, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Even if I, can't make them sing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. You already said, that's what the general said, man. That's Haiti the Great, man. Appreciate y'all talking to you, man. Appreciate you doing your motherfucking thing, man. Appreciate you showing your love to the photo.
Appreciate you
team,
too,
man.
Bro. I'm gonna have to tune in Monday for the show. Tune in Monday for the show.
Say no more, man. It'll be coming soon. And anybody who's listening right now is over time. We appreciate y'all listening. If y'all need y'all music played, y'all tune in to motherfucking Photo Record Radio on Instagram. Submit your music to my boy Fly Guys on his Instagram page or his IG or however you do it. And you know what? We are trying to get your music played on Photo Record, man. This is what an independent artist matters the most, man. Real talk.
Like that, man.
Story about the boy Haiti the Great, born in 82, village in 88, carnival hot dog for dinner, wishing that it was steak, living in project housing 15 blocks from the lake, peeking out the air, started then went straight to my deal. First day of school, boy, I knew that shit was real. It was youngest in the building, throwing a triple L, 30 minutes in the crib, a nigga then got killed, and my mama told me every day, people get killed. My son, you understand, ain't no rules in the shit. Then she pulled Peggy too, had a boo real slick and said, if they fuck with us, I'ma kill me a bitch. We living in public housing, but my daddy is rich. Sorry, son, it's just the way shit is. Turn a boy to a man 4 years. After 60 closed eyes, they split the towel, learn the water whip. They left, he stripped the sides, took the exes real swift. Every night I went to sleep, I dream about cooking me a brick. Now money on my mind like the fucking IRS, and circumstances make decisions by justice. Selling his mama crack. While you boy move packs, his packs was track pack. Put some cases on his back to get a Ben Frank stack. Track blazing, stay clean, the whole hood when it's back. Fanny Jones, Pelly Pelly, 150 to the back. With a 4-4 known to take a chunk out your ass. P2K in his lump, he was blowing on that gas. Waste managed ass niggas, zip him up. Body bag, pay homage, Godfather. Yeah, 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 Godfather. Yeah, woo, yeah. Yeah, okay. Now let me tell you one thing, getting money in my jeans, and I gotta show love to my family from the Greens. It was 12:30 Berlin. Folks, them on the scene, on the black dog drinking Remy with the gold mask thing. Showing love to the old, but no BDs from the north. But he put that shit on David, he'll knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with me, he gon' knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with him, he gon' knock a nigga off. Hold up, wait a minute, can't forget about my bro. He be rapping 21 and he be throwing up the road. He asked me what's the drawing, and I told him get the going. We been friends every since, free my nigga Rico. Real niggas is hard to find, we something like Nemo. Loud pack, motherfucker, you can smell it in my clothes. 290 to K-Town, what up, big lord, 165 pounds, the heart of a bitch. Boy, when y'all was playing with G.I. Joes, I was playing with something to it. Minnesota outlaw, Boston Terror, fuck boy. Wanna meet your higher power, I can help you, fuck boy. Killer Fade, 48, no face, fuck boy. From no love to no limit, I'm a certified G. To be certified, yo, they certified about certified G. What up, meet you, woo, they're my niggas from the D. You can get it a little cheap, but you gotta make it out the D. East St. Paul with the Crips, rest in peace, love E. With my nigga, LA and Juice, fucking up the streets. North Minneapolis, GMC in the streets. South Minneapolis, they got my cuddles in the streets. South side, we outside, and we packing big heat. 20 deep, off and always throwing L, me and Bree. Without Killer Kai, I got love for Palm Beach and Big Up. The old murder, my niggas from NBC. And my cousin, he a travel, I fuck with everybody, see. You know what I'm saying? Divided before, respect the G-code, please. You been missing for about missing for a person, Lil G. You been missing for about missing for a person, Lil G. Calm down, get some bucks. Cause when it's war, you know the money slow up. Watch your back and your front. Cause money making loyalty change up. Pay homage, motherfucker.
Man, OG Savage, Haiti the Great. Stop playing, man. Yo, we still here overtime. One more caller left. They haven't hung up. I don't even know who it is. You ready, General? Let's take it. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And thank you for holding on. Let them know what you do.
You got the hey, this time you from Chicago. How you doing? Happy late Father's
Day. Oh,
good
shit.
Luck, good luck.
What's the vibe, man? How you been? It's been a minute.
How you been doing? I'm good.
What you trying to do tonight? You always on it. You been listening. What you want? What you want to hear? I know you got a request.
Yeah, I want to hear some of that Haiti the Great shit.
Oh, shit. So Haiti, you know what? We just played Haiti, but you know what? I think I remember. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. I think I remember the song that you. Yeah. This guy go crazy on it. Yeah, you know. I know, right? I remember it. I don't remember your face, but I know your voice. Hey, yo, we here with the gentleman. You want to say what's up to him? He's live. He's here.
What's
up?
How you doing? Happy
Father's Day. Thank you. What's popping with you? Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
All right,
man.
You know what?
You stuck with us, man. We've been out here for an hour. Thanks for sticking with us.
For real. We appreciate that. Man, good supporter, man. You know, we've been rocking, man, for years.
And I see
they got a
Pops game.
Oh, yep. She won a gift. She won a gift on Pops show. Shout out to Pops, man. Yeah, she won a gift. That's right. Damn, I almost forgot that shit. Real tough. So, yo, stay right there. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions, and we're going to end it with Haiti the Great, all right? And I'm going to surprise you with a song. Don't hang up. Stay right there, all right, sis?
All right.
Infrared, the last question of the night, and then we leave with Haiti the Great. What gem could you drop for any upcoming battle rapper? You know what I mean? The dudes that you see that, you know what I mean? They trying right now. They out there, but just their name ain't out there like that yet. What would you say to them?
I tell people to just try to be authentic to yourself, you know what I'm saying? I know it sound like cliche, but you know what I'm saying? I watch a lot of, like, battle rappers. They think they got to imitate what they see, you know what I'm saying? And they think that's going to get them on because, like, that's the music industry now, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, where you can get the music industry and just do what's trendy and try to get on, you know what I'm saying? Find a song that's trendy rap, the same rap style. But with battle rap, the more original you sound, you know what I'm saying? As long as you can get your shit out there, motherfuckers, like I said, as long as you confident in what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? If you being authentic, that sticks out more to people, you know what I'm saying? And it gets you further, quicker to me. I noticed that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the niggas that's doing them and making sure they stick true to what they can do, you know what I'm saying? You get further. Like a nerd dude trying to rap gun bars, it's going to take you 100 years to get on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you a street dude and you people can tell that's what you is, even if you don't got the best lyrics, the best wordplay or nothing, long as you can, you know what I'm saying, put that shit together, motherfuckers know that's authentic. They going to rock with you. And I noticed that with battle rap. Battle rap, they don't really, you know what I'm saying, judge a nigga on, like, how technical your rapping is. It's more if you authentic to your rap, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I tell people, just be comfortable with yourself, and if you can, you know what I'm saying, if you can find a way to basically present that in raps, motherfuckers will fuck with it. So just being authentic, you know what I'm saying? That's what I look at.
A lot of y'all listening right now, y'all can use that strategy for your regular life. Be authentic. That's how we're going to leave it here tonight. Be authentic, man. If it ain't authentic, then you're just being the same. Let's turn the city up.
Man.
Yeah.
Every year this motherfucker fucking city up. It's time to turn this motherfucking
bad of every knee is don't forget the cup. Put a 7 in my wood. Fuck the dust, take that out. Load them drums, you know what's up. Yeah, yeah, let's get it poppin'. Let's get it poppin'. Yeah, just rackin' and I'm droppin'. With no time for talkin'. Yeah, yeah, yes, I'm bustin'. The shit's a moppin'. Then I go and scoop your bitch. And now let's put a coffin. Yeah, yeah, bitch, I'm slidin'. I stay slidin', stay aimin' for your taco. I ain't lying. Yeah. Ever since they took my brother, yeah. I stay riding. Yeah. If I see a odd nigga, yeah. You know yeah. He down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to turn this motherfucking city up.
City up.
Keep that blicky and get sticky. Fuck you up.
Fuck you up.
I'm a gangster from the shy. So what up?
So what up?
Turn the goofy to a pack. Roll them up.
Yeah. Roll them up.
It's time to turn this motherfucking city up.
City up.
They want that gangster. I'ma give them what they want.
What they want.
Just by 12, they care about 6, I'ma leave them slow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
40 flip them, leave them leaking.
Leaking.
Track them singing like the weekend.
Weekend.
FN is my drama boy. Brain stains on the semen.
Semen.
I saw her looking inside.
Yep.
He was dead before he hit the semen.
Fuck.
Blicky got sticky.
Fuck. Fuck.
He was fucking with a demon.
Yeah.
Only thing is on my mind is fuck them niggas.
Fuck.
Spin the block like Dirk and Crucian by them niggas.
Fuck.
Hold up. Put them in the trunk and I'll take them for a ride. I'ma take you to a place you never saw when it's time. A nigga fuck with me until he gon' die. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess he cousins with the star. Leave him leaking Haiti, that's my favorite bar.
Leave him leaking.
I spent that 26 in Cali and Menard.
Yeah.
Shondale, wrap it up and pray to God. Nigga, time to turn this fucking city up.
City up.
Keep that blicky and get sticky, fuck you up.
Fuck him up.
I'm a gangster from the shy, so what up?
So what up?
Turn the
Flock guys approved.